Friends, today is July 4th. Today we celebrate our Independence Day. 246 years ago, 56 courageous and determined Americans signed the Declaration of Independence, which was intended to break the ties with England. We celebrate the actions of these brave men that literally risked their very lives for the cause of freedom. What did they specifically want to become independent from? If you read through the Declaration of Independence, you will find references to oppression, abuse, false justice, and punishment. You will find a precisely stated set of charges against the king and their justification for independence. Their declaration was to break free of the strangling hold of a tyrant. Yes, America was born out of a yearning to be independent. And the rest is, as they say, history. Now, as the Lee Greenwood song says, I am proud to be an American. Friends, regardless of her faults, I feel that America is still the best place on earth to live. I hope you agree. Now, as I said earlier, the purpose of the Declaration of Independence was to break free of the strangling hold of a tyrant. Brethren, Jesus Christ came to this earth also for the purpose of breaking the hold of a tyrant. The name of that tyrant is sin and death. Brethren, Jesus battled evil and won the victory. Jesus overcame sin so that we, you and I, could be free. Listen to the words of Paul in Romans chapter 8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. He has set you free from the law of sin and death. Friends, the work of Jesus Christ has set us free from the law of sin and death. We are indebted to Christ Jesus for our freedom. Let us never abuse our freedom. Let us never take it for granted. Let us remember that our freedom from sin and death was paid for in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Brethren, because of Jesus, we are free indeed.